Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Crossover!
Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover
and just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover.
Hey!
Josh and Ravi are here. Hi, Josh.
Yeah, Ravi's dealing with the fridge right now.
That's all right.
I accidentally forgot
also,
my Popeyes.
You left Popeyes in the studio refrigerator.
I know.
For now more than 24 hours.
I'm bringing it home. Well, I mean,
so it is.
What am I supposed to do? Stop by here this morning and
I'm
bring
just saying,
it,
Josh, right, Ravi just opened up their refrigerator and it's not great.
What? What's wrong with the fridge?
It smells.
The fridge does? Oh, it smells like delicious Popeyes?
Also, that fridge is still open, but that's all right.
That's not good.
That can be taken.
We'll get it
still open.
I can go put it in the other fridge. I just didn't want someone to steal it. I don't know what's going on.
So you were saving it for today?
I don't know what's going on with
I don't think anyone was going to steal it out of the big fridge.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I've
left things in
I
there.
Meant to bring it home yesterday. That's going to be my lunch on Sunday.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're going like 72 hours on leftover fast food?
That's very normal.
On fast food?
Very normal. What do you mean 72 hours? That's not that long.
On fast food?
Why don't you just get it a second time?
Is that weird?
Dude,
that's weird.
I think it's a little long.
So you have the app, right?
I certainly would never plan for it.
The weird part.
I don't have any quarters on me. There's reason why I'm planning things this way, guys.
Why is that?
Yeah, see, exactly. You're trying to bait me.
I am, because you're not drinking beer today, and it makes me mad.
I know, I'm sorry. But on the app, they have this two can dine for $10, and it's like a dollar more than a regular meal. I was like, I'll just get that, because there was five pieces and two sides. It's like, I'll just do that, and I'll save some for the weekend.
Yeah, see, I don't love deals. I know people like this, but I don't love deals enough to think about it that way.
See, I do love deals enough, but that's a back-to-back situation for me. I have it on Thursday, and then I eat it again on Friday.
Yeah, you know me. I have things to do.
I understand that,
to do.
But
that's a normal amount of time.
No, it is not.
Oh, it's fine. It'll be totally fine.
Josh,
I'm with Josh. Josh, it's fine.
Yeah, Josh already commented. Thursday leftovers on Sunday. Crap. Nick's on my side. All right, I'm going to throw
it
away.
Not any leftovers, but fast food leftovers in particular is very strange.
I think it depends on the fast food.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. This isn't a burger.
It's chicken. Yeah,
no, it'll be fine.
It's fried chicken.
It depends on where it's
from. If it was like a Big Mac, that'd be weird. I would agree with you guys. That's weird.
This
it's
is
fried chicken.
Degrees of separation.
We're like 72-hour Taco Bell. No.
I'm going to throw it in the air fryer.
Yeah, exactly. That's weird.
It'll be totally fine. It'll be totally fine.
Josh, put it on the poll. I know you're listening.
Yeah, Odson, put out a poll question.
Something to do with is it weird to plan to eat fast food 72 hours after you order it?
And the only reason
too wordy.
Yeah,
I said something like that.
Something
like that. He's the poll meister.
Nice. We love your polls, Josh.
Mr. Poll.
Josh, I love your poll.
Happer, there was a text from Chris in Montana at 1:58. So this just came in. Maybe you should bring up the idea with Josh and John about doing a succession recap during the crossover, or would that be too many people talking?
No, they would hate. They would hate doing that.
No.
Because they
not
do it
they.
At 5:45.
Not they.
And they make me. They say, "Well, you could join on the stream if you want to."
Nothing's stopping you.
He would hate. Not they. I would love to talk about it with you, but John is all, but the people turn the station away. Then they can come back in 5 seconds. They'll be fine.
Also, why would they turn the station away?
Because if they don't want to get spoiled about Succession.
About the seasons that have already happened several years ago?
No, the alternative.
It starts on Sunday. And
you're talking about recapping the new episode.
That is, of course, assuming that we don't already turn people off by what we're talking about at 2:00 anyway.
You talk about the Royals. You think
correct.
People want to hear that garbage?
Exactly.
No offense happened.
Exactly. I mean, everybody hears what they want
full
to hear.
Full offense don't. Intended.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
We talk about Creighton basketball and people are like, oh,
listen,
screw
it's
you.
A 4-hour radio show. Like, not all of it's going to be for everybody.
That's right. That's right, Robbie.
Odson, if they haven't watched it by 2 p.m., then they will not have watched it by 5 p.m. That's a great point. Who's like,
oh,
man,
that's a good point.
Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, time to watch Succession.
That's my sweet, sweet TV spot.
But you know who it is? That sounds like Mike Schaefer. Mike Schaefer loves lunchtime shows.
He does.
More than anyone that I know,
he
even more than Nick.
He wakes up really early and does all of his work like before noon. That's what Schaefer does.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he gets the whole rest of the day off.
Him and Michael Severe are like that.
Oh, yeah.
Severe would wake up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's too early for
you.
It's not
that early. Schaefer's not that early.
Well, it's because he doesn't have a 6 a.m. show.
I do text Schaefer at like 6 something sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
he'll respond.
Yeah.
He'll be like, hey, I take.
Josh texts me at like 9:30, and he's like, it's probably another hour and a half before I'm going to hear back.
That's my sweet spot, man. That's my sweet spot. It's a perfect time.
Listen, I sleep when
that
I can.
That is kind of funny. You really come to know your friends' bedtimes.
Yeah, you really do. I know exactly. Yeah. It's like if I'm up at 11:30, I know exactly who I can text.
There's a list of people that you can text.
And who I cannot. And if I do text, I know they're not responding.
Uh-huh.
That's why I made you call me the other night.
That's right, because you knew I'd be up. You're like, that weirdo's going to be up till 3.
That conversation made me laugh very hard that you guys were like just chatting away as you're driving.
I just wanted to talk.
That's awesome.
I get it.
I ran out of the arena.
Should have recorded it as a podcast. Put on 1620 The Jays podcast.
Should have, but then it would have just
conversation.
Randomly dropped off in the middle of it because I was driving.
And then I would have closed out.
Eastern
be like,
Colorado.
Well, I guess Connor's dead now.
I'm happy you're still alive.
I was just 5.5 hours away from civilization.
Mm. Yeah, that's
all.
That's Western Nebraska for you.
It was Eastern Colorado.
Ah, same thing, basically.
But, yeah.
I mean, I get there's a line there that makes them different places, but they're really not.
Mm. I will tell you this, though. Western Nebraska is better than Eastern Colorado.
Oh, is it?
It is.
That's a take.
In what ways?
It has cell service.
Oh, okay.
Mostly.
So Eastern Colorado is like a barren wasteland.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking like West Texas barren wasteland?
And it smells. Eastern Colorado smells worse than Western Nebraska.
Mm,
There's more cattle.
Oh yeah, the cattle smell is distinct.
Western Nebraska is mostly farming,
which does not smell.
Does not smell.
Famously.
Famously does not smell. Cattle bad. So those are a couple of the reasons.
Mm.
It's always gray in Eastern Colorado.
Honestly, the smell by itself is enough.
Yeah.
Especially when you're driving. Hmm. I mean, and the cell service is way more than enough by itself.
Mm-hmm.
You combine those two things, I'm sold.
Okay. Thank you.
Conversation over.
I've convinced him.
You nailed it. I just assume, and maybe this is me, I just assume Colorado in general is better than Western Nebraska.
Bingo.
But
as a whole, probably.
But you're really, when you're talking about Colorado, at least the parts of Colorado people like, you're really talking about like, 100-mile radius, kind of. Like, you're not talking about a huge portion of the state.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Omaha
just,
and Lincoln,
it's
right?
It's just Denver and then the mountains.
Like Colorado Springs, Boulder, like whatever that
area. I've heard that non-Denver Colorado is pretty wild.
It is.
Yeah, it's like Montana, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's just...
And the people I've heard are even wilder.
Yeah.
Those guys.
It's like Montana, basically.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Montana, Idaho, pick your, you know, frontier wasteland.
I thought about going out to the mountains on Saturday
just to
like sit up there and have a beer.
Oh, nice.
Dude,
would you have done a course?
I had a no.
I can recommend a place in the mountains for you.
What is it?
Crap, I can't remember the name of it. Let me look.
I've been to a place in the mountains
famously
before.
Famously cannot.
And
no.
I very much enjoyed it. I did a fantasy football draft on my phone.
Knotted Root Brewing Company.
I think.
Dude, it was
We stopped off at a place in Frisco called Outer Range, which I would very much suggest to anybody.
Can I say something about Knotted Root?
I think it's Knotted Root.
I don't know anything about their beer or their people. I'm sure they're lovely. They're trying too hard with the name there.
Niederland. What do you mean Knotted Root?
Knotted Root, you're trying too hard to sound...
It's a root that's knotted.
I get that.
Yeah, look, Knotted Root.
That's what happens to roots.
You're trying too hard to 4.9 sound...
4.9 out of 5 stars on Google.
Mm. To sound hipster...
Niederland.
Niederland.
Outdoorsy. That's you're trying
I mean,
too hard.
It is, Robbie. It's in the mountains.
I get that, but you're trying... Like, Outer Range, I get the vibe of outdoorsy, but it's not trying too hard.
It's like straight west of Boulder.
Knotted Root is trying too hard to sound hipster outdoorsy. Well, like
are you just mad because it sounds a little bit like that weird band Rusted Root?
Nope, I've never heard of that band.
Rusted Root. You know Root. Rusted Root. Nick, you know about Rusted Root.
The name sounds familiar.
I don't know about
Rusted Root.
They do
that song, Send Me On My Way, On My Way.
Oh! Okay. I know that song. Yeah. Would not have been able to identify that as Root.
I recommend this.
I think it's Rusted Root.
I was there a couple summers ago.
I'm sure it's a lovely beer and a lovely people.
Fiance. And saw a guy wearing a cross-strain shirt.
Yes, Hep.
I said, wow. Of all the gin joints in all of the world, I was wearing a cross-strain shirt, too. It was pretty crazy.
Mountain people who go to the mountains, fans of Omaha, sometimes are Omahans.
Mm-hmm. And they love beer.
They often do love beer.
I got a call from a dude this morning looking to listen to John tonight.
Yeah.
He said there's a big Creighton fan base in Colorado.
Because he lives in Colorado.
Yeah, there's I think they were saying probably the most amount of Creighton alumni outside of Omaha is probably in Denver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
That's where your boy lives.
Ethan Rogge. Mm-hmm. Love him forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was at the game. They were showing him.
But everyone was at the game.
Yeah, but they were.
Except for you and me.
Yeah, I wasn't there because I was doing radio.
Go?
I was doing radio here.
Could have done it there.
Yeah.
Like, have her just go places.
Yeah, you should have just went.
Yeah, people forget
except
that
for
I have
the Colorado game.
People forget that I have a real job outside of this.
Oh, yeah, people do actually forget that.
But you can just, like...
Yeah, you can do it from wherever.
Yeah.
You just kind of exist.
I just exist.
Yeah.
Come on, Robbie. You just got to go.
I really think people believe that I live here and just wait for someone
spot
to need me
lie.
On the radio.
Spot the lie.
You could have gone to Louisville and taken the Rick Pitino Italian restaurant tour.
Oh, that would have been lovely. Mm-hmm. Don't get the cream sauce, though.
Yikes. So I always thought it was a Olive Garden, but
yeah,
it turns
too.
Out
it's a
local? Nice local place
say,
called
support local.
I appreciate that Rick Pitino supports local.
Hey, always good to support
See,
local.
See, I assumed because of the story that it was local, because that's the kind of place where like the owner knows Rick Pitino and allows him to do set activities on tables.
Gotcha.
So my assumption was always that it was a local place.
I don't know
place.
Why I thought it was an Olive Garden.
Because it's funnier if it's an Olive Garden.
It is.
Because it's...
Like endless breadsticks.
It's really...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not endless for Rick Pitino. Ended pretty quickly there.
And then you're done. Wow. KD, who is often triggered by the fill-in choices of yours truly on unsportsmanlike conduct, he writes in on the JTech instructions on Twitter.
Ravi!
Glad to see Josh got someone who can actually talk about a winning basketball team on the day the actual winning basketball team has their biggest game of the season. Refreshing not to have to talk about the six-string... walk-on long snapper. All right, a few things. First of all, when Schaaf joined us last week, Creighton
why
does
Schaaf love the NFL so much?
Creighton was not playing that day, so I beat you there, KD. We never would talk about the six-string walk-on, and I like talking about football, so there you go.
Yeah, football's great.
Ravi and I are going to talk about football today.
I'm sure.
We're going to talk a lot of basketball, though. How about those games?
But
you
got to
leave now.
I am going to say,
I love those games.
Put one in the Ravi column for
folks.
People that love Ravi. Just putting that in there.
KD?
Yeah.
Ravi. Some Creighton fans even write in, they're like, I don't want to hear from Ravi. I'm like, so who do you want then? I don't,
there's like
why do you have
Schaefer
on? Okay, so you wanted Ravi? No, I don't like him. Okay, then there's nobody.
There's like four people who talk about Creighton basketball.
Yeah, it's you, Padilla, D. Marinas.
And Padilla's job is to talk
Joel
about
Lorenzi.
Nebraska.
Yeah. But Joel Lorenzi, when you get him, you just get... And he's in Louisville right now, so he can't fill in today.
we should actually get Joel to fill in for a show.
And then it's just car noises the whole time. Joel, we want to make you feel like home, and then Nick can have all these drops.
I'm walking here!
It would actually be funny if it just turned out that the noises came with him. It's like, that's not his location.
Cars are suddenly in the studio.
You're like, what is happening?
We found out about Joel. He just does not like driving.
Yeah.
He likes just walking around.
That's how it is for all the World Herald guys, though. Like, hey, it's me, Sam McEwen. His phone's just perpetually dropping all the time. Sam, why is your phone dropping again? How does this happen?
Can you get to the location where you could just sit there for 10 minutes, please?
Just set your phone flat on a surface, put it on speaker,
that's
and talk.
I do.
To us.
Meanwhile, Sipple is just his car is dinging. Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
See, I don't think it's that hard. I was at the gym when I was talking to Happer the other day. And
yeah,
it was fine.
You were doing some stuff.
It was fine.
Yeah, but I noticed you were doing some stuff. There was something going on.
Yeah, he was doing
some stuff.
What about when I called into the post-game show? That was great.
That was fine. Yeah, you found a nice
Nick told
loading
me it was
dock.
Great.
Yeah.
You found a nice secluded loading dock.
It sounded a little better when you were freezing outside, but the loading dock was good.
Yeah, I was willing to go through the freezing.
There was some
I
loading
do
dock
appreciate
noises.
That.
And then I went back inside.
Well, I was willing to pause my workout to talk to you,
That's
so
true.
You're welcome.
Nice.
But phone connections for radio interviews, important.
Yeah.
Also, ambiance for where you're at. It's not just the phone connection.
It's about the vibe. Mm.
The phone connection could be great, but if you're, you know, walking down Central, you know, or not Central
30th
Park.
30th Street.
Whatever.
Dodge, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, we know you got to go.
Yeah, I should go.
All right, have a great call.
Creighton Baseball.
Look at this guy.
Big Creighton guy.
Look at him calling games again. It's nice to hear you back on the radio.
Oh, man, it's so much fun. I had so much fun the other night. I'm going to have so much fun today.
Hope you have a great time. Open the window. It'll be good out there. All right, that's Connor Happer. Connor
Goodbye,
Happer
everybody.
We have so much to get to. You know what? Let's just take a break.
A lot of stuff.
We'll come back.
Plenty of stuff.
We'll get to all that stuff. He's Robbie. I'm Josh. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.